Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? I am your host, Al Martin, on this Friday, January 26th, 2018. And the dominoes begin to fall in wake of the Larry Nassar sex abuse scandal. If you have not heard by now, but this news broke just a couple of hours ago, Michigan State University athletic director Mark Hollis has resigned. He has retired in wake of this scandal. And I think many of us knew this is going to happen. And we've highlighted how if you look at two other scandals that have happened at the university level as it pertains to athletics, two notable ones being the Penn State Jerry Sandusky scandal and at Baylor University, we both saw in those two cases both the university president and athletic director both no longer become employed. And now we have that same situation here at Michigan State University. What a week. What a week. An unfortunate one that has really rocked Michigan State University to its core. And I tell you what, I didn't know this news was coming down until literally minutes before Mark Hollis addressed the media right outside of his office on the fourth floor of actually the new 1855 building that they just built here on Michigan State's campus. The office of Hollis on the fourth floor. He held a press conference right outside of his office inside of a conference room. And I tell you what, we had a staff meeting here at WKAR this morning. And I happen to be on Twitter, and I happen to see on Twitter a few reporters noting that there was going to be a major announcement that was going to be made around 11 a.m. Didn't know what that announcement was going to be. So I walk into the staff meeting, and I'm sitting behind our very own Kevin Lavery. And I say, Kev, I just whisper in Kev's ear, Kev, I'm seeing here on Twitter that a major announcement is rumored to be going down around 11 a.m. So after I told Kevin that, we both were monitoring our phones, and he saw before I did, he saw that the Lansing State Journal was reporting, per very close sources, Chris Solari's own, was reporting that Mark Hollis, Michigan State Athletic Director, was going to resign. When we saw that, Kevin and I, we book out of the all-staff meeting. We head upstairs to our offices here at WKAR. And then, you know, we're kind of debating, okay, is there going to be an email that's going to be sent out with the statement of Hollis? Or is he going to make a public comment? And then Kev just says, look, why don't we just go to his office? Just go to his office and just see what happens. See if he's there. See if he's willing to make a comment. So I say, why not? We both hopped in our cars, drove down right down the street to the 1855 building. I run in. I'm sprinting in with my camera and mic. And I, at the time, I didn't know that his office is on the fourth floor. So I'm asking the front desk woman, you know, hey, Hollis, where's his office at? Is he making a statement? And she says, yeah, fourth floor. And, you know, she directs me toward the elevator, which is near the end of the building. So I'm sprinting in my Timberland boots down to the end of the building. And that's when I run into a few other fellow reporters who are there. And also Michigan State sports information director, one of these sports information directors, Ben Flieger. And Ben gets on the elevator with us and leads us to the fourth floor. And that's when you see, you know, you get off the elevator and you see the conference room, and then you walk in the room and there we're just jam-packed. So many members of the media staring at Mark Hollis as he sat at a long conference table, mics in front of him, cameras in front of him. And by the time I got in the room, Mark Hollis had already begun issuing a statement. And at that point, you know, that's when I just kind of put down the camera and said, all right, I just used my iPhone to begin recording the press conference. So we actually have that video up right now on our Facebook page at facebook.com/currentsports. We also have that video present on our website. We uploaded that video to our YouTube page. You can check it out at WKAR.org. But what I want to do right now is actually play that audio that I got right in the middle. This happens right in the middle. And I think it's important to also roll in the opening statement. You'll get to hear the opening statement. We're still working on that and editing that as we speak. But I think it's important to play the opening statement because Mark Hollis did have something prepared on paper in front of him. And by the time I got there, he was taking questions. So I want to start with the question and answer period of this press conference. And then after we play that, you will hear the opening statement from Mark Hollis as he did prepare an opening statement detailing the reasons that have led to him deciding to resign, or as he likes to, you know, as he put it, retire. And, you know, as he's going through this, you know, there's also his wife, Nancy, who is to his left standing. There were two doors in which you can enter the room, one on the right, one on the left. And initially I came on the one on the left, but it was too crowded on that side. But I ran right into Nancy and saw Nancy locked eyes with her. And then, you know, I decided to enter to the right. But right after Mark finished speaking, and I have this video also, the video of Mark Hollis hugging his wife, Nancy, after he makes his after the press conference finishes, I should say. I have that video of Mark Hollis hugging his wife, Nancy, a very emotional moment, as you can imagine. And then Mark Hollis and Nancy both exiting the room. That's on my Twitter page, at Al Martin, WKAR. But again, as noted, I want to first start by playing the audio that I received as soon as I walked into the room when the Mark Hollis resignation press conference was already underway.
Nancy and I believe that this may help that process. And I want to be clear that I was not asked to retire. I don't believe I was pressured in any way to retire. This is a choice that Nancy and I made. And we're going to move forward with our lives and see what's around the corner. So our choice was for the right reasons.
Mark, when did you make the choice? And what was there a point when you said this is, was there an event or anything in the last week that made it clear to you that this is what you need to do?
No, there's not an event. And, you know, the past year has been a challenge at Michigan State. I feel good with every decision I made at the time I made it based on the information that I had available to me. I just think when you look at your wife at night, she sees the toll that not just this but other things have on you. But watching the survivors' statements, you know, that was impactful, I think, on everyone. But there's not a specific thing, and, you know, retirement is something everyone looks forward to. This isn't all that much earlier than we had hoped for. And we're both very comfortable with the decision.
Mark, when you told staff, coaches, some of them very close friends of yours, What was their reaction? Did anyone try and say maybe you shouldn't do this?
Yes, many people told me that I should not do this. There are things that happen in your life. You get messages. I know this is the right time. I know it's the right time to let people heal. I know it's the right time for me, for Nancy. I have three children that mean the world to me. They're incredible kids, and I don't like to see them in pain either. So I don't even know if I'm answering your question, but that's
Mark. You heard those victim impact statements, and there were a number of Michigan State athletes involved. I guess what went through your head hearing those and knowing that happened, and wasn't necessarily on your watch, and a lot of those were earlier, but I guess what, as the leader of this department, do you think of it?
I think what you heard was the emotion, the breadth of the pain that he caused. For the first time, learning some of the names, that whole process was, I think, very emotional for a lot of people. As you look at the medical services that are provided, the MSU health team is contracted with us to provide medical coverage for student athletes. And for a variety of reasons, we don't have access to information, for good reasons. And listening to those was the first time for many of us to know, you know, how many student athletes were, at least, that came forward in that process. But what it really showed to me was the expansive path of evil that he had, way beyond MSU and way beyond East Lansing. Horrible.
Is there anything you wish you would have done differently, or the university would have done differently throughout this process?
Again, based on the information that I had at the time I had it, there's nothing that I had as far as making a decision. You know, I think it's very, when you have an opportunity to go back and reassess anything, there's going to be opportunities for improvement, which is one of our core values, is to always improve. The story is, it's horrible, as I just said, and it's, the university has to assess that. Every decision I made
he was a good one at the point of time when I made it. Like everyone, you get frustrated that there's not enough dialogue about it. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have this opportunity to respond, at least to what I know. And I am not privy to a lot of the information that is being discussed at the university level. But it's, you know, what I would ask, I've been interviewed by the FBI, I've been interviewed by Commissioner Pierce, I've responded to every question, and many other people have as well. As an AD, you learn very quickly, don't investigate, don't prosecute, and don't judge. Allow those that do that process to do it. And then you have to make decisions on the outcome of that process. So it's taken some time. I think the growth and the magnitude of the abuse has evolved and become bigger than I think anyone imagined. And that's created a lot of that challenge.
Mark, did you ever meet Larry Nassar? Do you think you should have been told about the 2014 report? And just as a Michigan State grad who's done so much here, to have this be the end of your career, your emotions about that, if I can squeeze in three.
Yeah, when you ask that question, I don't believe that I've ever met him. Relative to the 24 investigation, that is not my choice on where those get shared. In hindsight, you ask yourself that question, but that was not my choice at that time.
Mark, we know with Luana that her retirement allows her, she's going to stay on and be part of the university. Are you going to in any way stay connected? Will you be a consultant? Will you be there for Greg? Can you just talk about maybe anything role?
My last day in the office is Wednesday. I'll obviously be here to cooperate with any investigation that's taking place by any law enforcement agency, NCAA. I'll always be a Spartan, but beyond that, no, I don't have any role at Michigan State after Wednesday.
Mark, what did Kathy Flake say to you when she decided to retire, and the complaints that came to you around that time as well? How did you raise it?
The conversation with Kathy Klagas occurred following an allegation of some comments that were made in a meeting in September of 16 that pertained to her being extremely vocal in her support, to the point of asking student athletes to write sympathy cards. When I was given that information by our general counsel and as a result of the police investigation, the conversation was very short.
Mark, what about the two athletic trainers who were named by some of the survivors as brushing off allegations in the 90s, early 2000s, and the fact that they're still on staff? Is there any response to that?
As I mentioned, there's much litigation occurring. That is in that realm. I'm not privy to all those.
So again, that's just that's 10 minutes of the 17 minute long press conference. Again, if you're just now joining us here on WKAR's Current Sports, and if you have not heard the reason why we're playing that audio comes from a press conference that Michigan State Athletic Director Mark Hollis held to announce his resignation in wake of the Larry Nassar sex abuse scandal. Again, Mark Hollis will no longer be the athletic director of Michigan State University. Hollis has been the Michigan State AD years now. He's been on the job for 10 years. He was hired after, of course, Ron Mason, who did a great job. And, you know, Hollis, you know, has many accolades on his resume as Michigan State athletic director. I mean, you talk about the athletic success that Michigan State has had under him. You know, 30 Big Ten championships that stem from various sports, multiple bowl wins for the Michigan State football team. He was on staff for the NCAA Division I basketball committee for 5 years and was even the chair of that committee last year. Hollis is a big name. He's known for his creativity when it comes to athletic events. You know, he was the brainchild behind, you know, putting a basketball court in a football stadium and having that become like the norm now at Final Fours, right? The Carrier Classic for the Michigan State men's basketball team. How about taking a hockey game, putting it on the ice and putting the ice inside of a football stadium? That way he was the brainchild behind that. Mark Hollis was an innovator, without a doubt, and has done many great things when it comes to being athletic director here at Michigan State University. But when you have something of this magnitude, when you have a lapse in leadership of this magnitude, his resignation was inevitable. We knew this was going to happen. And later on this hour, I want to comb through how we've gotten to this point. I'm going to kind of put in perspective what this week has meant for Michigan State alum, Michigan State students. And this day isn't over. I want to pass this news along to you all. Mark Hollis resigns around 11 a.m. As we reported yesterday, a Board of Trustees meeting is taking place right now. The meeting began at 1 p.m. And our very own WKAR News reporter Scott Pohl is at that meeting right now. It is absolutely packed in those four walls as the MSU Trustees Board is trying to figure some things out right now. And there is some breaking news coming out right now. Vice President Bill Beekman has been named short-term interim president while the Board of Trustees searches for a longer-term interim president. Bill Beekman is the president right now, the interim president right now of Michigan State University, Bill Beekman. Now, when it comes to Scott's Twitter page, again, you can follow Scott at Scott Pohl, WKAR. That's SCOTTPOHL, WKAR. Scott reports that there are two actions taking place right now when it comes to this meeting, accepting the Simon resignation, which they accepted that. Now Simon's resignation is effective immediately, and now Beekman has been named acting president. And the tweets are coming in as we speak here. Brian Musalem also issued a statement, a pretty long statement, on his Twitter feed. And it looks as though Musalem right now, board member Musalem, is talking to the board and speaking about the Larry Nassar sex abuse scandal, stating, this is coming directly again from our very own Scott Pohl, his Twitter feed, quote, "We failed you. I'm so truly sorry. This board has come across as tone deaf." Brian Breslin also has spoken at the meeting and says, quote, "We are committed to taking the right actions. We cannot change the past, but we will move forward together." Scott says that Masalem is very emotional. Very emotional. Quote, no more, not again, is what Masalem is being quoted right now, according to our very own Scott Pohl inside of this Board of Trustees meeting. Before we hit this first break, I think it's important that our listeners also hear the opening remarks, the prepared statement that Mark Hollis read from, because there are a few takeaways that I want to get to when it comes to his statement, when it comes to why he decided to make this decision to step down, to resign, to retire after 10 years as Michigan State University's athletic director. Here were the opening comments from Mark Hollis.
Michigan State University is a great institution, and its greatest strengths are the people that call themselves Spartans. Many, if not all, of those Spartans are hurting, especially the courageous survivors of Larry Nassar's abuse. My heart breaks. My heart breaks thinking about the incomprehensible pain all of them and their families have experienced. Along with many, I was brought to tears as I listened to the statements. There simply aren't the right words to express our sympathy. Our campus and beyond has been attacked by evil, an individual who broke trust, and so much more. As a campus community, we must do everything we can to ensure that this never happens again, to make sure that any sexual assault never occurs. But to do so, we must listen and learn lessons. Only then can we truly begin the process of healing. I've tried to do this since first learning about the abuse in September of 2016. At the beginning of my tenure as athletic director, I established a mission statement, one with the student athlete at its core. Our first priority has always been their health and safety. That focus, along with our core values, has guided our department each and every day. Values such as respect, accountability, and perhaps most importantly, integrity, have served as the foundation through good times and bad, perhaps at no time more than just the last few days. I spoke to my administrative staff, coaches, many student athletes, and most importantly, my wife Nancy and my children over the course of the past week. They are all incredible people, amazing Spartans. I've always been a Spartan, and I always will be. It's been an absolute honor to guide the athletic department for the last decade. That being said, today I'm announcing my retirement. This was not an easy decision for my family. And you should not jump to any conclusions based upon our decision. Listen to the facts. I'm not running away from anything. I'm running towards something. Comfort, compassion, and understanding for the survivors in our community. Togetherness, time, and love for my family. Much attention has recently been given to the outside investigations into the university and the athletic department, including those both by the Michigan Attorney General and the NCAA. Let me be clear that in retirement, I will fully cooperate with these and any other investigations. As a university, we must focus on the healing of the survivors and our entire community. That's my statement. You all understand that there's much litigation that's currently going on. I know every word is scrutinized. but I want to be open with you like I think I've always been through my tenure and answering questions that you may have, and I will do the best of my ability to answer them.
Mark, you didn't know about Nasser till 2016. To the best of my knowledge, you've never met him. So how has this resignation helped the process?
As you ask, you're correct. And in the statement that I made to the FBI and to the MSU police, I did not know about this prior to the September 2016 article. I was not informed of the 2014 investigation. At the same time, there is so much pain and there's so much healing that needs to be done. In a small way, Nancy and I believe that this may help that process. And I want to be clear that I was not asked to retire. I don't believe I was pressured in any way to retire. This is a choice that Nancy and I made. And we're going to move forward with our lives and see what's around the corner. So our choice was for the right reasons.
Again, the opening statement and the opening question from the Mark Hollis press conference this morning that occurred around 11 a.m. on the campus of Michigan State University as Mark Hollis announced his retirement as MSU athletic director. There are a few things I want to note coming out of that press conference, and I'm going to do that after this first break. I'm going to provide an update as to what has been taking place throughout the first 30 minutes of the Michigan State University Board of Trustees meeting, as our very own Scott Pohl is there right now and is tweeting and giving live updates from that meeting. And then I'm going to comb through the 2014 investigation, because I think it's important to highlight that and to comb through that as well. And you'll also get to hear from the president of the Michigan State student body. That and more, you are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. What a day. What a day. What a week, right? A week that began with more survivor impact statements from court. And of course, those statements concluding with the sentencing of Larry Nassar getting 40 up to 175 years behind bars. President Luana Simon resigned. This morning, Michigan State Athletic Director Mark Hollis has now resigned. We just played you that press conference, and you heard the reasoning behind why Mark Hollis has stepped down as MSU AD. A few areas that I want to note, a few takeaways from that press conference. No, Mark Hollis was not asked to retire. According to him, according to his statement, Mark Hollis said that he was not asked to retire. There were a few individuals who did encourage him not to make this move, but he decided that it was best for him to step down as Michigan State Athletic Director. Mark Hollis also did note that he didn't know anything about Larry Nassar until 2016. He was not informed of the 2014 investigation. Now, I just want to pause there for a second because it has blown my mind how the leadership, or lack thereof, here at Michigan State University how they claim they didn't know anything. And if they didn't, that's even worse. If you didn't know anything about Larry Nassar throughout your tenure as the president of Michigan State University or as the athletic director or any leadership position for that matter, that directly speaks to the lack of leadership here at the university. And this is why we have seen Luana Simon step down. This is why we saw today Mark Hollis decide to step aside, step down and retire. Because if you were oblivious to the unfortunate reality, the tragedy of more than 150 young women and girls abused by a team doctor that was employed by your university, you need to be held accountable as well. And the general consensus that I'm seeing from our listeners, from Spartan fans out there, the feedback that I've gotten on Twitter and other social media platforms is that this needed to happen. What we've seen this week when it comes to Hollis, when it comes to Luana Simon, them stepping down needed to happen. And again, it's only the beginning process of a long one in which Michigan State needs to right many wrongs. If you're just now joining us, again, an update for you all as the Michigan State Board of Trustees meeting is taking place here on campus. The board has accepted the resignation effective immediately of now former president Luana Simon. The search for an interim president will begin immediately. But right now, the acting president will be Vice President Bill Beekman. He has been named the short-term interim president while the Board of Trustees will search for a long-term president. And right now, a few members of the board are speaking. Mitch Lyons is speaking to the victims and their families. I mentioned how Brian Masalem, he also gave a very emotional statement during the meeting today. And again, you can follow what is happening in the Board of Trustees meeting right now on social media. Just follow our very own WKAR news reporter, Scott Pohl, at Scott Pohl WKAR. Again, that's ScottPohlWKAR. But again, those are just the beginning events today, because later on today, I believe this is still on, but the student body of Michigan State University is scheduled to gather by the Rock on campus, which was painted yesterday, a very fitting tribute to the 156 survivors who shared survivor impact statements in court in front of Judge Rose Marie Aquilina, as well as facing their abuser right in the face, Larry Nassar, in the courtroom. All 156 names painted on the Rock right now. The student body is scheduled to gather around the Rock later on this evening, I believe around 6 p.m. There will also be a Michigan State men's basketball game tonight at 7 p.m. as the Spartans will take on Wisconsin. And it's being reported that the student section is scheduled to wear teal. Student section, the Izzo, will be wearing teal to honor the 156 survivors, heck, just the survivors, period, from Larry Nassar's abuse. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. And speaking of the student body, what I want to do right now is play an interview from our very own Reginald Hardwick as he got the chance to chat with Michigan State University student body president Lorenzo Santavica. And I think this interview is important because if you want to have a hand on the pulse right now of how the Michigan State student body is reacting to this news, well, this will be a very telling interview. Student body isn't happy. And they're looking for accountability as well. This was an interview conducted with Lorenzo Santavica, the president of the Michigan State University student body, just hours after it was announced that President Luana Simon was resigning.
I think it's shocking in the sense that students are, I think students are surprised at it after all this buildup. I think that it took a lot of legislators. It took a lot of student voice. I know faculty were talking about it. And a lot of folks from the public were saying something needed to change at Michigan State. And it was really a matter, I think, for a lot of folks of when was something going to be said or something was going to be heard. And so I think for a lot of students, particularly undergraduate students here, we're trying to figure out where we go from here. This is going to be a big change for the institution, and we have to be critical partners with the board, the administration, the faculty going forward. I also want to say that, you know, amidst all of the challenges that we're facing right now at the institution around the president and the administration, you know, on behalf of the undergraduate students, I would be remiss to say to say thank you to the president. I think our institution has grown immensely in the sense that we are a global institution. We are a leader in the work that we do academically and with our research. And under her leadership and the many capacities that she's had, she's brought a lot of goodwill to this institution. And it's just a shame that so much has compounded over these last few months and really over the last few weeks to kind of put some of that aside. And so just don't want to lose sight of all the work that she has done to make sure that this institution is where it is at today.
Should the changes at the top go even further, you know, looking at the athletic director? I mean, there's plenty of people that are speculating or at least questioning whether there should also be some other changes. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I don't want to make necessarily too many comments about who might need to go or anything like that. But I do want to recognize that we have the NCAA that had put a letter of inquiry into the institution yesterday. We had the attorney general that was sent a letter by the institution about a week ago from the board to say that we want you to investigate the institution and find out what happened. And we're also going to have the civil litigation where MSU has to testify and say what it knew and when it didn't know. And I think for us as students, we're going to be watching, you know, who knew what when. We want the answers and making sure that when we say that we need a safe and secure campus going forward, that means making sure that the folks that are employed by this institution are 110% committed to doing that in any form or capacity that they have and the roles that they play. And if they're not allowed or if they're not committed to doing that, then they should not be allowed to be employed at this institution. And so no matter who you are at this institution, I think students are saying time's up. And the undergraduate student government, that's what I've been hearing. Students are saying that we need to make sure that this campus going forward is as safe and secure as the people that make it that way. And we need to ensure that going forward, we are holding everybody accountable.
Did you get a chance to listen to any of the testimonies in court during the last days of the Nassar sentencing? And what was that like knowing that some of those experiences happened on this campus?
Yeah, you know, admittedly, it was tough. I sincerely thank and applaud the survivors for coming forward because without them, I don't think we would be in the situation today to say that Michigan State has had so many shortcomings around sexual assault on our campus. The stories that I've heard, from Kyle to, Rachel at the end, you know, there has been incredible testimony there. And it hurts. It hurts to know that our institution has protected this. And it hurts to know that we're at a position right now where we're in crisis mode to figure out where we go up from here. We have to hold ourselves accountable. We have to hold ourselves to a higher standard from students to faculty to staff to administration, everybody included. Michigan State right now, all eyes are on it. Where we go from here is just where we're going to set the bar. And I think when we keep seeing this conversation of this isn't Penn State, you know, quite frankly, in my opinion, I think we're worse than Penn State right now. We have some incredible eyes watching us right now, and we have to ensure that we're talking with the survivors going forward to make sure that whoever was involved with this, again, we're bringing them into light and asking them the hard questions. And we're also asking them if they have advice or ways in which they could say, you know, Michigan State, here's how you can do this. We need to be able to listen to that empathetically, genuinely, and say that we need to make change on this campus.
What has it been like being on this campus since, you know, just knowing that having this dark cloud hanging over it?
Yeah, yeah.
Over the last few months?
It's been hard. You know, students recognize that other students at this institution have been affected by this, directly or indirectly. You know, it's hard to know that as the undergraduate student body president, I represent survivors of the horrible mess of the you know, just not enough words to say what Larry Nassar did. And that hurts. It strikes a personal tone for me, but in a more, even more personal tone as a student before student leader, it hurts to see that my institution right now is in such a negative light like this. I didn't think that I would be looking at the end of my senior year as a student here, not only trying to help the institution go forward and finding an interim president and starting the process for a new president amidst a sexual abuse scandal like this. But I also didn't think that we would have such an opportunity to shape a better culture for us going forward. And that's really where I think we need to start having this conversation, is how together are we going to shape a better culture for Michigan State University? And that takes an all hands on deck approach. No matter where you sit at this institution, no matter who you are, we have to be able to stand up, get ready, and take this head on. Because the longer we wait, the longer it takes for Michigan State University to improve. And I firmly believe that together we can make it happen. Together we can make tomorrow a better day in Spartansville. I know that for a fact. And that's bringing some better light to Spartansville.
Going forward, is there any particular leader that you see could help MSU in the interim? I know Governors Engler and Blanchard have been mentioned as possible people. Is there any leader that you'd like to see?
I don't think I have a specific name in mind or anything like that. I personally don't know who the quote-unquote short list of the interim people that are being tossed around. But I do think that going forward, we need a person in this position that is going to be an empathetic, genuine listener. We need an advocate for the students. And we need someone to admit that we've done wrong here. We need someone to say, I'm sorry, and mean it. I think for a lot of hard times, this institution has faced challenges where we have a hard time saying that we've messed up. We look inward. We say that it's not really the issue, no matter what it is on this campus. But particularly when we talk about sexual assault and how we foster a safe and secure atmosphere going forward, we need to be talking about the proper way to address these issues. And I believe that the next person will be able to do that. And I would hope that the board would be looking for someone to do that. And I have trust that they will.
We'll talk about a segue, right? Michigan State Student Body President Lorenzo Santavica speaking with our very own Reginald Hardwick, WKAR News Director. This afternoon, again, there was more sweeping changes at Michigan State University following the resignation of Luana K. Simon as president. The MSU Board of Trustees named trustee Bill Beekman as acting president. A search for an interim president is underway. Then came apologies and an emotional speech from the trustees. First, we'll play sound from Brian Breslin, chair of the trustees, who apologized to Larry Nassar's victims on behalf of the board. Let's listen.
First and foremost, we apologize to the victims of Larry Nassar. One after another, they spoke out bravely and in open court last week. They asked for their voices to be heard, for responsiveness, and for action. We acknowledge their voices and say to the survivors, their families, and everyone in our community affected by the sexual violence that we recognize that change is overdue. It is also clear to MSU that MSU has not been focused enough on the victims. Our hope is that there will be an opportunity soon to resume a dialogue with counsel for the victims to reach a fair and just resolution. The board today discussed the following points and authorized the following actions. We must also acknowledge that there have been failures at MSU, not only in our processes and operations, but in our culture, and we are united in our determination to take all necessary steps to begin a new day and change the environment at the university. The board has initiated a process to bring in an independent third party to perform a top-to-bottom review of all of our processes relating to health and safety in every area of the university and to provide recommendations on actions that we will implement to change the culture of MSU on this important issue. We understand that the survivors, their families, and the public have many questions about the Nassar matter. We have asked the Attorney General's office to conduct a review of the events surrounding the Nassar matter. Today, we are calling on him to conduct his review in an expeditiously as possible, and to appoint an independent third party to promote bipartisan acceptance of the results. Again, we are committed to taking the right actions to create a culture that provides a safe environment for all members of our community, and the transition to new leadership will be a key component in helping us to change course. The board will play an integral role in these efforts and in making MSU a leader here and nationally in preventing sexual abuse. We cannot change the past, but we can and will devote our time and resources to foster healing and move forward together.
Brian Breslin, chair of the trustees. Then each trustee issued a statement. Here is the very emotional words from trustee Brian Masalam. Let's listen to that now, courtesy of WZZM-TV.
I'm sorry to the courageous survivors, the victims of the largest sex abuse case in American history. I am so truly sorry.
We failed you.
To all current MSU students, alumni, faculty, prospective students, supporters, I'm so truly sorry. We failed you. This board has come across as tone deaf, emotionless, and lacking empathy. It has infuriated me. I am so truly sorry. We have failed you. Because of the heroism of Rachel Den Hollander, Lindsay Lemke, Kaylee Lorenz, and all the other survivors, a serial predator has been given his death warrant.
Hi, Nick.
From Judge Aquilina, and for the first time in over a decade, this university will have a new president and athletic director. To all of the courageous survivors, thank you for your courage. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for saying time's up. There are no words to express the regret that I feel in my heart for the pain you must feel. From the behavior shown toward you from this university and this board. Nothing that I can say may help you find comfort. But I truly hope that each and every one of you, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but eventually are able to feel that you achieve justice and you find closure to this horrific period of your lives. We have a long road ahead of us to repair the damage which has already been done. We must restore the confidence and trust in this university. This must never happen again. This will never happen again. My commitment to stamping out sexual abuse on this campus is resolute. We must and will change the culture which allowed the serial predator to exist on our campus and to the culture which causes all these silent victims to remain in the shadows out of fear and helplessness. No more, not again. We are here for you, to listen to you, to protect you.
to defend you. We as a university need to define who we are. I alone cannot do this. The trustees alone cannot do this. Together, students, faculty, alumni, trustees must begin a conversation around who we are and what it means to be a campus that says never again. Over the next couple months, I plan to initiate that conversation by listening to you. I will hold a town hall where students, faculty, alumni, and most importantly, our courageous survivors will have a chance to be heard. I will engage you in conversation to hear your thoughts and your ideas on how MSU can say never again to sexual abuse. I am making a commitment to you today to put in place a plan that makes MSU a sustainable campus with integrity. And we will do it together. I also encourage my fellow trustees in what has been stated in an effort to better ensure that this process is done with transparency to hire an external integrity and safety monitor to produce periodic reports on our progress. This monitor would be independent of the university and of the trustees and tasked with openly and honestly issuing reports to the public. We must ensure the safety and well-being of our university community and that our efforts to change our culture, say never again to sexual abuse, goes uncompromised. Providing sunlight on what we are doing well, but more importantly, what we are doing not well, is imperative. We must empower the victims of sexual abuse, and opening up to the public about what we are doing to protect them is essential to accomplishing that goal. Before we hire a new president, I will demand that this person is committed to principles such as transparency, empowering sexual abuse victims, and to restoring the trust, respect, and pride we once had in our university. We need a leader who sets a tone and establishes a culture that says never again and demands that MSU is a campus with integrity. To the courageous survivors again, I say to you, I am so sorry we failed you, but we must never fail again. I look forward to engaging in a conversation with all of you to hear your stories and to learn from your experiences. Together, we must create a sustainable campus with integrity. I am committed to that idea and to saying never again. Spartans will.
Board member Brian Musalem. We only have 20 seconds left here in the show. We will have continuing coverage throughout this afternoon. Keep it locked to WKAR.org, WKAR.org, as well as Facebook.com/currentsports. Let's take a deep breath. We'll see you back here Monday, same time, same place. I'm Al Martin. Be easy, people.